Today's shir is Masechta Chul and Daf Ayin Ches. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Ayin Ches and Aleph at the beginning of the new Perek. Tarek Dersh says, V'shara Seh, Oysev Es B'noi Lo Sishchesh Tu B'yoyim Echad. The Tarek Dersh is telling us that we may not shecht a mother and his child on the same day. The Rishonim already discuss how to look at this halacha. What is the basis of this halacha? Of course, many Rishonim tell us that that's really not the approach we ought to take, because they say that when the Torah gives us a mitzvah, the Torah tells us what to do, it is not for us to try to understand why the Torah tells us to do it. We have to accept it. But the Chinuch says that the reason for this mitzvah is that a person should recognize how HaKadosh Baruch Hu supervises and watches over everything that goes on in the world. And if HaKadosh Baruch, when we follow the rules of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the world and the people of the world and even the animals of the world will survive. But if we, Chas V'Shalom, don't follow the rules that HaKadosh Baruch Hu established for us, then it will become difficult for the world to have a ability to exist. And that's how we learn the halach. That's what Oysev B'noi comes to teach us. The survival of even animals are really all dependent on the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to live. Another explanation offered by the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim is that there's an issue of Tzar Bal Chaim, that we have to be careful about not causing pain to anyone, and even to an animal. And therefore, if we're going to shecht and mother, shecht the baby in front of its mother, or mother in front of its baby, if it's going to be done on the same day, it's certainly considered an act of cruelty, and we're supposed to avoid any act of cruelty. As the Miri teaches us at the beginning of this perek, he gives us a synopsis, a summary of the halachas of this perek. One is that the halacha of Oysev Es B'noi only applies by behemoths, not by chayas and not by birds. It doesn't make a difference, he says, if the mother was slaughtered first or the son or vice versa. It makes no difference if it was the same shaychit for both or if it was different. Whoever did the second act, the shechita, is the one that's going to get malchus. The halacha continues, he says, by how if somebody shechted that chulin, it's already from the day it's born. By kachim, the halacha is that there's no, that you're not allowed to shech kachim until the eighth day, so that overrides the halacha of Oysev Es B'noi. Those are the primary halachas that we begin with, introductory halachas that we begin with, as we begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, learning this parak, the parak of Oysev Es B'noi. So says the Mishnah, Oysev Es B'noi, the halacha of Oysev Es B'noi, noig takes place, is applicable bein baretz, bein b'chutz laretz, both in Eretz Yisrael or both in chutz laretz. Of course, the Rishonim already point out that, of course, Oysev Es B'noi applies in chutz laretz just like it applies in Eretz Yisrael. Because when we speak about the mitzvahs of Oysev Es B'noi, it's a mitzvah that's not connected to the earth, so it's not mitzvah tluy baretz. And any mitzvah which is not tluy baretz applies in chutz laretz and Eretz Yisrael as well. So Rashi says, since the Mishnah is going to teach us, as we're going to learn, that this halacha applies both by chulim and by kachim, the Mishnah chose to teach us this halacha as well. Moreover, as Tosfos points out, in the coming Mishnayos and the Parakim that we're going to learn, the Mishnayos are going to focus where the halacha applies both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, and where not. So therefore, the Mishnah felt it appropriate in terms of style of language to mention it here as well. Whether the Beis HaMikdash is standing, the Shleim B'fnei Bayis, the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, Bechulin und Mekotschdashim, this halacha applies both by Chulin and by Kotschim. Interesting discussion that the Rishonim already have, that there's an Isra, as we're saying, of Oysa Espinoi. One is the halacha if somebody violated the Isra Espinoi, Oysa Espinoi. Of course, there's a Chiv Malkus, but is there any other application? So the Ran quotes the Bahag that says that the Rabbanon, the animal which was slaughtered second, may not be eaten for the entire day of its slaughter. The Ran says that the Bahag compares this to someone who cooks on Shabbos, which we've learned in our Masechta, we learned the Masechta Shabbos, that we're not allowed to eat that food on Shabbos. The Shach points out that this knas that the Bahag suggests only applies on the person who did the Aveira. Everybody else, whether it's the person who slaughtered the first animal or other people, may eat from either animal on the day. The Tfus Shah disagrees, and he says that the Bahag's Knas applies that no one may eat from that second animal on that day. The domestic Eliezer, however, takes a stricter approach, and he says the person who did the Aveira of Oysa Espinoi may not eat from that animal, but he may not even eat from the first animal. Prima Godem disagrees, and the Prima Godem's opinion is that only the person who did the Aveira will have the Knas, and even he, the Knas, is only applicable to the second animal, but not from the first animal. The Tfuah Shar says, if they're both slaughtered simultaneously, the mother and the baby, by two people, both of them are over the Veira of Oysa Bespinai, and therefore says the Tfuah Shar, given the Knas that we're learning now from the Bahag, the halacha would be that both of them, both the first shaykhid of the first animal and the shaykhid of the second animal, both would not be allowed to eat from that animal on that day. Continues the Mishnah Ketzad. How do we understand Oysa Espinoi? HaShaykhid, and now the Mishnah is going to give us many different examples of Oysa Espinoi. So the first example given is Shaykhid Espinoi Chulin. They're both Chulin animals, and this is being done b'chutz, outside of the Azara. Shishneim k'sherim, both of these animals will be allowed to be eaten, and the sheni, and the one who shechted the second animal, who violated the Aveira of Oysa Espinoi, is the one that Soifek Saboim, is the one that's going to get Malkus. The Rashi points out that there's really no chiddush in this case that the Mishnah just taught us, but just the Mishnah is trying to teach us many different cases that this halacha applies to. Moreover, Rashi is telling us that even though we just learned the halacha, the knasa, the bahag, midaraisa, the Mishnah is telling us that we're allowed to eat from this animal, even though the Torah says, le'soichel kol te'eva, kosher to aftilach, anything that I said you shouldn't do is something that we should stay away from. And if that's the case, the Torah, of course, told us not to do the aveira of ois v'espinoi, and therefore maybe it should be considered in the category of loisaychel kol te'eva. Teaches us the Mishnah that we do not apply that type of a concept, and the midrash, even though the aveira was done, and even though there's malchus, there's not going to be an issur to eat that animal. The Tiferes Yisroel explains the wording of soifik as aboim. Soifik means to absorb. What does the mean? Why does the Mishnah use that wording? So one pshat that he says is that soifik is that when somebody does an aveira, soifik, that aveira gets absorbed into his body, that becomes part of who he is. Another explanation he suggests, the soifik is the same word that's used as sfug, sponge. And what the Mishnah means to teach us is that by getting malchus, that's a way to wash off the Aveira. Another explanation that I saw in the word tzayfig. The tzayfig means to clap. Because when a person, Rachman Tzlan, does an Aveira and gets Malkus, so the Malkus is like we're clapping that the person is getting that Malkus and makes that clapping song. If somebody shechted kachim b'chutz, that means the mother was kachim, and the first animal was kachim b'chutz. So the person do that is chayiv karis. As we've learned, there's a serious issur to shecht kachim b'chutz, and the halacha here is that that person will get karis for that aveira. And then the second person who shechted, and the second one that shechted, is not going to get karis, because it's a shechita she'en eruya. It's a shechita that can't shecht, because you weren't supposed to shecht the baby on that day. And therefore, there's no chiyuv karis, because the chiyuv karis is only applicable where you shechted an animal, kachim, that could have been possibly slaughtered today. This baby, or the second animal, is not something that could have been slaughtered today, so there's no chiv kachim b'chutz. But v'shneim psulim, they both get a puzzle. Both animals are kachim, because the halacha is that kachim that was shechted b'chutz outside the azara become puzzle. V'shneim seifin esabayim. The first one gets malchus because of shechitas kachim b'chutz, and the second one gets malchus because of Isa Res Benoi. The Gemara that we learned at the end of Masechta of Zvachim tells us, how do we know that we get a lav? How do we know we get Malkus for shechting kachim b'chutz? Because the Torah Kedosha says, Hishamalcha pentala le'secha b'chamakim shatira. The Torah is teaching us that you're not allowed to shecht a carbon outside of the Azara. And the Gemara explains to us that wherever the Torah uses the word Hishama, the halacha is there's a lot, wherever the Torah says Hishama, the Torah means to say there's a lav, and that's why this person will get a Malkus. Of course, the question is that there's a Chiv Karas for Kachim B'chut, so why is there Malkus? So the Gemara says, we're talking about a case, Masechta Malkus, that he was warned that he's going to get Malkus, not Karis. The Achroinim ask a question. In every situation of Oisev Es Benoi, why should it be considered a Shechita for which there's going to be a Chiv Malkus? Isn't there a rule, which we've mentioned, and we're going to learn extensively in Mitzvah Shem Masechta Temura, that says, Kol Milsadom Rachman Aloy Savid, anything the Torah tells us not to do, Yovid Loi Mahani, it's meaningless. So why would that Shechita be considered a valid Shechita if the Torah says that doing such a Shechita is a violation of the Halacha of Oisev Es Benoi? So many Achronim, I saw this from Rabbi Chanan Zatzal and the Kibbutz Shurim, explain that where do we apply the concept of Kol Milsadom Rachman Aloy Savid, Yovid Loi Mahani, is where by applying that concept, by applying that rule, we're going to accomplish something. So by saying, in other words, if somebody is doing a kedushin that's not supposed to be done, so by saying, if we prevent that kedushin from being effective, we've accomplished something. But we're, by applying that rule, we're not really accomplishing anything. There we don't say the rule of Kamal Saddam Rahman alay Savid, Yavid Loy Mahani. And therefore, we think about our situation. The Shechita was done. That can't be undone. So by applying a concept of Kamal Saddam Rahman alay Savid, Yavid Loy Mahani, we're not really accomplishing, we're not undoing what was done. Since we're not undoing what was done, we don't apply the concept of Kamal Sadam Rahman alay Savid, Yavid Loy Mahani. Continues the Mishnah. Somebody shechted chulim b'fnim, and the halacha is that one may not shecht chulim inside the azara. Shneim psulim. The first one, the chulim, is because it was slaughtered by azara. And as the Gemara teaches us the halacha is that we're not allowed to shecht chulin in the Azara. Tara Gdosha says, Kiyirka mecha amokam v'shivcha Hashem al-kecha losun shema yisham v'zavachta v'kach mitzayin tcha shenosun Hashem al-kecha kasha tzivisicha v'chalta b'shurecha b'chal avas nafshecha. From here we learn that we only could shecht chulin b'richuk macham. We're not only allowed to shecht chulin outside of the Azara, but we're not allowed to shecht chulin in the Azara. There's a machloikus of the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah if this is a full-fledged Issa Deraisa or if it's not. There are also discussions that what is the halacha about eating chulin that was shechted in Azara. It seems that the opinion of most is that one would not be allowed to eat that animal. One would not be allowed to eat chulin that was slaughtered in Azara. So again, if somebody shechted ois v'smenoi chulin b'fneim shneim psulin, they both become possible because of chulin sheneshchet b'Azara. V'asheni, and the second one, the shechted the second animal, soifik saboim, he gets malchus because the avois v'smenoi. However, the one who shechted chulin b'Azara, if that was the only haveri he committed, he won't get malchus because the chiv of chulin b'Azara is a lav above mechlal asay. It's not an explicit lav, the pasuk that we just read. It's only a lav that's extrapolated from an asay. And the halacha is that a lav above mechlal asay does not have the status of a lav for which you get malchus. Continues the Mishnah. If you shechted kachim b'fnim, you shechted two good kabanas in the Azara, harishin kasher, or pato, the first one did nothing wrong. V'sheni soifik saboim, he gets malchus v'oisus b'noi, and also posel, because the halacha is that a carbon, the animal that was shechted, a carbon that was shechted in a time when it was not supposed to be shechted, which is the case here, you weren't supposed to shecht the second animal because it's the mother was slaughtered, the first animal was slaughtered today, so for that it becomes posel. Chulin v'kachin b'chutz, if somebody shechted two animals, the first one was chulin, one was kach. The first one was chulin, the second one was chulin, kachim, and it was slaughtered outside of the Azara. Harishin kasher, the first animal that was slaughtered, which is chulin, is perfectly kasher. Upotar, and there's no problem with that shechita. Vasheni is going to get malchus because of oisa espanoi, upasol, and it's also going to get psul because it was slaughtered b'chutz. But there won't be any malchus punishment for kachin b'chutz, because since this was an animal that was not a candidate to be slaughtered today, any animal which is not able to be slaughtered today, there's no chiyah for kachin b'chutz. Kachin v'chulin b'chutz, harisha chayv karis, because he shechted kachin b'chutz, apostle, and it's of course disqualified because it was brought outside. But sheni is the sheni is kosher because it's chulin. V'shnei shayfik and saboim. The first one gets malchus because kachin b'chutz. The second one gets malchus because of ois ves benoi. Chulin v'kachin b'fnim. If he did chulin v'kachin b'fnim, shneim psulim. The first one is possible because he shechted chulin b'azara. As we said a few moments ago, if you shecht chulin b'azara, it becomes disqualified. And the second one is possible, even though it's kachin, because you weren't supposed to shecht it, it's mechus zman. You weren't supposed to shecht it today. If you weren't supposed to shecht it today, it becomes posel v'sheni, and the second one gets malchus for soifik saboim for oisir espanoi. Kachim v'chulim v'fnim, arishin kachim potter, v'sheni posel saboim, soifik saboim, he gets malchus for oisir espanoi, posel because of chulim b'azorim. Chulin b'chutz u'b'fnim. If he shechted chulin, the first one was done b'chutz and the second one was b'fnim. So the rishon is perfectly fine. And kashu u'pater. Sheni, the reason he's pater, obviously, is because there's no ois of espanoi when you shecht the first animal, as we've been discussing. The sheni soifik saboim, because it's ois of espanoi. U'pasol, it's also possible because it was chulin b'azara. Kachin b'chutz u'b'fnim, harisha chayv karis. The first one is chayv karis because he did chulin. He did kachim chutz lazara, and the shneim soifkin sabayim, and the both go and they're both going to get malchus. Why will they both get malchus? The first one because he did kachim chutz lazara, and the second one will get malchus because of ois vespenoi. And v'shneim psum, and they're both also disqualified. The first one is disqualified because it was kachim mechutz, and the second one is disqualified because it was mechutz zman. It was, you're not supposed to shech that carbon when the mother was already slaughtered today. Chulam b'fnim u'b'chutz. Harishim pasul. The first one is pasul because of shchitis chulam b'azara pot. But as we said before, you did not get malchus for shechting chulam b'azara. But it's pasul, and there's no oisav es benoi, and there's no malchus for chulam b'azara. V'asheni soifik sabayim. The second one gets malchus for oisav es benoi, but since it's chulin, it's kosher. Kachim b'fnim b'chutz. Harishin, the first one is kosher because it's kachim b'fnim, exactly what is supposed to be done, and therefore potter, he did everything properly. Sheni soifik is aboim. The second one gets malchus because of oisav es benoi, but posel, and he posel because he did kachim b'chutz. But he doesn't get malchus for kachim b'chutz because it was a mechusas man. The Mishnah, many Rishonim point out, could have given many more examples. The Mishnah, however, does not give as many examples as it could have given, because all the examples that we could give could easily be extrapolated from the halachas that we already learned, and therefore the Mishnah did not find it necessary to say it again. Tana Rabbanim begins the Gemara. Tana Rabbanim Menayin Lo Ois Ves Benoi Shnoi Bim Kedoshim. How do we know that a halacha of Ois Ves Benoi applies by Kachim as well? And Taisus asks the question: why would we need to halacha? Why do we need a special lima to tell us that Ois Ves Benoi applies by Kachim? Why would I think differently? Says Taisus, one teretz, that we would think that maybe if the Ois Ves Benoi is being done l'shem mitzvah, it's being done in a situation where I'm bringing it as a carbon, so maybe under those circumstances, the Issa of Ois Ves Benoi should not be applicable. That's why the Mishnah tells us that it does apply. Another teretz that we should suggest that shchita she'ena ruya, this might be considered a shchita she'ena ruya, because the halacha is that until we do zrikas adam, the shchita of a carbon is considered shchita she'ena ruya. And Rav Shimon throughout Shas tells us that a shchita she'ena ruya is lo yishma shchita, and therefore maybe we would assume that's not considered an act of shchita for which there's ois ves benoi. That's why we need a pasuk to tell us that it does apply. So again, nine lois ves benoi shnoi bim kedoshim, shenema the Torah when it speaks about kachin. Says shara akesav ki yivaleid, v'yishivas yavim tachas imai, v'yayim eshmini v'oli rotz l'kabar l'isha Hashem. That's the locha, that an animal cannot be brought as a carbon until it's 8 days old. And then the Torah says, that's the next parasha. So since we see that the parasha of Ois Ves Benoi follows the parasha of Kachim, limud, from here we learn that Ois Ves Benoi noi b'mekdashim, that Ois Ves Benoi applies by Kachim. Ask the Gemara, so if that's the case, maybe we should suggest that it only applies by kachim and not by chulin. Answers the Gemara. The pasuk says shor, and the Torah already said shor in the first pasuk, and then the Torah says the word shor again in the pasuk of Ois Ves Benoi. That hifsuk inyan to say that it doesn't apply only by kachim. So now says the Gemara, if we're saying that the word shor is separating, so maybe we go back to suggesting that bechulin in b'mekdashim loy, that it only applies by chulin and not by kachim. Answers the Gemara, If the Torah would have just written the word shor, so then indeed would perhaps suggest that it separates. But the Torah uses the word vishar, that extra vav, ma'isav al yirishin, that serves to connect the halach of Isav Espanai to Kachim, and that's how we know that Isav Espanai applies both by Chulin and by Kachim. So ask the Gemara, if we're saying that Isav Espanai applies by Kachim, ma Kachim klaim loy, an animal that's a klaim, that was born from different types of animals, af Isav Espanai klaim loy, that the halacha should be that an animal which is klaim should not have the din of Isav Espanai. But Alam Matanya, as we're going to learn, the halacha is that Isav Espanai noy beklaim, and it does apply by klaim when it applies by koi, which is an animal born from a combination of a behem and a chaya. So if we're learning the halacha of Isav Espanai through its connection to Kachim, shouldn't it have the halacha like by Kachim? And just like by Kachim, klaim doesn't apply. It should not apply. Just like by Kachim, there's klaim is not a, cannot be brought. There should be no Isav Espanai by klaim. Void, another question asked the Gemara, Shah Oisek Siv, from a Rava, and Rava explaining that Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Zoysa Behemesh Techelu Shah Sek Sevim Saizim. We learn from here, B'nai Av, from here we learn that Kom Makom Shenem is Seh, that whatever the Torah uses the word Seh, Lahayt says Klayim. The Torah could have said, Sek Sovim Izim. But that's not what the Torah said. The Torah said, Sek Sovim V'Seh Izim. So we learn from here that an animal is not called a Seh, unless both of its parents, the father and the mother, are from the same type. They're both izim, they're both kvasim. If they're not the same type, then they're not considered, they're considered klayim, and they're not in the family of seh. So ask the Gemara, if the Torah uses the word sneh, if the Torah uses the word sneh by Isav Espanai, shouldn't that be an indication that the halacha of Isav Espanai does not apply by klayim? So Tosfos asks that here we're trying to learn Gzeirah Shavah from that pasuk that it doesn't apply by klayim. But there's another Gzeirah Shavah. The Torah says that on Shabbos, L'sasakol melacha ato bincha v'sharcha, and from we learn that all animals are included. So why should it not be the same here that we should learn from Shabbos? So many answers are given to that question. One is that we know that we can't learn the halacha of Isav Espanai from Shabbos, because Shabbos, the halacha that you're not allowed to work with an animal, even applies to a non-kosher animal. Certainly, Isav Espanai does not apply by non-kosher animals. Moreover, the halacha, as we said at the beginning of our shir, and we're going to discuss further in our perek in Mitzvah Shem, is that the halacha of Isav Espanai applies only by certain animals. The halacha of Shabbos applies by all animals. And another teretz that's offered is that we have a reason, we have a strong reason as we began the shir to suggest that Isav Espanai should be learned from Kachim. And the reason we have a strong reason to follow such an approach, explains Tosfos, as we began the shir. The shir began by telling us that the Torah puts Isav Espanai next to Kachim, and that shows that there's a connection. Amakra, says the Gemara, indeed, there's a strong reason to maybe suggest that Klayim should be excluded from Isav Espanai, but the Torah says, Shar Oiseh, and we learn from the word oisa l'rabbis as a klayim to teach us that klayim are included. But ask the Gemara, hi oi, isn't that word oi that's mentioned in the pasuk shor oisa l'chalik, and that you teach us that if you shecht the parent and the child, you automatically chayiv ois ves benoi. Because I mean, we might have thought the shachet shor or benoi, that if somebody shechted a shor and his child, and also se or benoi, that until you do both of those acts, loy mechayiv, because that's what the Torah would mean if it didn't say oi, says the Gemara Kamash Malan, that you chayiv for a shor and his child, and you chayiv for a se and his child. So how can we say, asked the Gemara, that the word oi is available for that? Says the Gemara Lechalik, that you don't have to have both of these pairs to be chayiv for ois benoi. We learn from the word benoi nafka. Asked the Gemara, but still, don't we need the word oi for a different purpose? L'chad etanya, ilan nema, if the Torah would have said shor se benoi, hayisa aimer, we would assume that you're not chayiv for oisves benoi, at sheyishkot shor v'se ubenoi. You have to shecht a shor, a se, and then this child of one of them. Tamal aimer, that's why the Torah had to say shor se oisves benoi, to tell us that a shor and his child or a se and his child is already a violation of oisves benoi. My laugh, and how do we learn that? Presumably, says the Gemara, from the word oi nafkalei. So how can we say the word is available to teach us l'rabbis as a klayim? Says the Gemara loi. We learn that from the word oisai. The fact that the Torah says oisves benoi, which is a lashon yachid, that's how we learn that just a shor in his child or just a se in his child is already a violation of oisves benoi. Ask the Gemara, Hanicha, that approach is a good approach. According to Rabbanan, who have the word oisai as superfluous. And therefore we can learn that just one parent and a child is already the iser. El Chananya, the Lamayat Le'oisai, according to Chananya, that the word Oisai is not here for that purpose. L'chalik Menoiloi, how will we know that just one peer, whatever peer, is Chayiv? Answers the Gemara, according to Chananya, L'chalik, for that purpose, I don't need a pasuk to separate that even for just one peer, Chayiv. L'chalik L'tzarech Kro. He doesn't need a pasuk for that purpose, because as the Gemara is going to teach us in Savalei Kerb Yonason. Rav Yonason's opinion is that even wherever the Torah speaks about two things, even without the word oi, it's as if it says the word oi. Where do we see this? The Tanya, the Bryce teaches us. The Torah says, Rachman L'tzlon, regarding the Aveira, of Rachman Slon, of cursing a parent. The Torah says, Isha Shikalas Ovivas Imoi Mus Yumas. So the Pasuk says, Es Ovivas Imoi. So we would think, Ainli Ela Oviv Imoi, that you only chayiv if you cursed both parents, Rachman Slon. Oviv Shloi Imoi, Imoi Shloi Oviv, but if you just cursed your father, not your mother, or vice versa, the mother, not the father, Benayin, how do you know you chayiv? Tamalaymer, the Pasuk says at the end of the Pasuk, Ovev Ime Kilel. So at the end of the Pasuk uses the word Kilel next to the mother. At the beginning of the Pasuk uses the word Kilel next to the father. The Pasuk began, Ish Eshikalas Ovev. So from here we learn, Ovev Kilel, whether if you curse the father, Ime Kilel, or whether if you curse just the mother, Yechayiv Divir Baishya. Rabbi Yonason says, the Pasuk says, Es Aviv Es Imai, and if we read those words, Mashma, they could be interpreted, Shnaim Kechad, that you have to curse both of them in order to be Chayiv, or Mashma, Ech Vefnei Atzmai, but could also be interpreted to mean just one. It says, Ach Yifril Cha Kosov Yachtav, only if the Torah would have says the word Yachtav, only, and then, does it mean both. But if the Torah doesn't say the word Yachtav, it means each one separately. So Rashi explains, where does Rabbi Yonason take this from? He takes it from the Pasuk by Klayim. The Torah says, Leisachrish b'shar or b'chamar Yachtav. Only there, where the Torah says the word Yachtav, is the halacha that you're usher when both. But if the Torah doesn't say the word Yachtav, we understand it to mean each one. We understand it to mean each one separately. Tarsus learns it from the din of Klaim, where the Torah says Semru Pishton Yachtav. There the Torah says Semru Pishton, otherwise not. Says the Gemara. So our Gemara is just, so that's why I don't need a pasuk to tell us each one separately. And that's why, according to Chananya, or according to Rabbi Yonason, the word oi is available to the rabbis as a klayim. Says the Gemara, my Chananya, my Rabbanan. So we've been quoting, says the Gemara, Machlokes Chananya and Rabbanan, and the Gemara wants to know what is the definition of what does that mean? The Tanya Ois Vespanoi Noig by the Kavis. Ois Vespanoi applies by females. Veda Noig by Zacharim, but it doesn't apply by males. In other words, we're beginning now the Sugya of Choshen Lezera Av. The Sugya of Choshen Lezera Av means that when we speak about the mitzvah, we speak about Ois Vespanoi, does it only apply to the mother or is it applied to the father as well? So Brisa says, Ois Vespanoi Noig ben Akevis, only with a mother and his child, then in Noig Bezcharim, not with the father and his child. The Chananya Oimer, Noig ben Bezcharim ben Akevis, applies by both. Says the Gemara, my time of the Rabbanon, what is the basis of the opinion of the Rabbanon that it doesn't apply by the father, the Tanya? The Brisa says, Yochel, we would think that the halacha of Ois Benoi applies by the father and the mother, but didn't who? And there's an argument to make that it shouldn't be that way, that it should only be by the mother, because Chayiv Khan, there's a din of Ois Benoi, and there's a din of Shiluach HaKan. The Torah says that if somebody finds a nest and there's eggs in that nest, the aim revetzes, and the mother is hovering over that nest. The mitzvah is shaleich to shaleich as aim, to send away the mother. Vasabonim tikach loch. We can't keep both of them. And the Torah gives us this mitzvah. The Torah gives us a wonderful bracha for fulfilling the mitzvah. The Torah says, l'man yitav loch v'rach de yomim. So the say the Rabbanan, Chayiv Khan, we're learning that the halacha of Ois Vespanoi, the Chayiv Be'em Al-Bonim, and there's the halacha of Shiluach HaKan. Ma'akish Chayiv Be'em Al-Bonim, ben the Kavis V'loi B'Zacharim, by Shiluach HaKan, it's certainly only on the mother, as the Pasuk says, Ve'em Revetzes Al-Afroichim, that Ve'em, so it speaks about the mother. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos says that that's not such a compelling limud, because Tosfos says maybe the Torah uses the words v'eim revetzes ala freichim because that's the normal case. But who says it means to exclude the father? So he says that the Raya is from the Torah says loisikach ha'eim, and the Torah now could have said shaleich to shalchena. We know we're talking about the aim. The fact that the Torah doesn't just say shaleich to shalchena, the Torah repeated the word shaleich to shaleich as aim, is here to teach us that the halacha of Shiluach HaKan is only by the mother. Ma'akish chay be'ayim alabonim in the kevus alayim zacharim, af kishchiyav kan, when we speak about oisav espanoi, in the kevus alayim zacharim. Ask the b'rais aloi. The halacha of Shiluach HaKan is only by ki kari kan tzipur. When you find a nest with this situation, time of Ois Vespanoi, whereas when we speak about Ois Vespanoi, shasa by mezumin kishen mezumin, they're both treated the same, whether it's prepared or not. So tell Maloimer, that's what the Torah says, Ech Oisai, Loshin Yachid, Echad v'loy shnayim, that the Torah says oisai, which is a loch yachid, that we learn either by the father, by the mother, oisai. V'achash echilik akosif, now that we know it only applies by one of the parents, either the father or the mother, so now we have to determine which parent is the parent where Oisves Benoi applies. So that's why Zechis Ladim, we come to the following limit that we just said. Chayiv Kan, there's a din of Oisves Benoi. Chayiv Eim Albonim, there's a din of Shluch Akan. And as we said, my Makish Chayiv Eim Albonim, Ben the Kavis V'loi Zecharim, that's how we're bringing this whole full circle, will determine Kishchayev Khan, it's been the Kavis V'loi Zecharim. Vim Nafshech Loimer, says the Braisa, and if you want to ask a question on this, says the Gemara, I'll bring you another Raya, say the Chachamim, that Oisav Espinoy is only by the mother, because Misha B'Noi Korov Achrov, where is there a din of Oisav Espinoy, the child that's connected to the parent? To which child is the parent connected? To the mother. Yotzezachash Ein B'Noi Korach Achrov, it doesn't follow it, and therefore we don't learn from there. Says the Gemara, the word Imnashlech Leimah means that the limud that we had, there was a question on that limud. And because there was a question on the limud, we're going to look for another limud. What question could we had? The word oisa is beloshin zachar. So if the word oisa is loshin zachar, that should be indicative. That should be indicative that it's referring to the father. That's why, Harei Oimer, says the Gemara, that's why the Chum say, we have another limud of benoi that we learn from the Abisha benoi karach achrav. Which parent is there a din of oisa ves benoi? The parent to which there's a connection, Yotzuzachash Ein B'noi Karach Achrov. Chananya has, as we have been learning, is of the opinion that the Halacha of Oisav Es B'noi applies both by the father and the mother. Chananya, that says it applies by the father as well, Ksiv Oisai, the Mashma Zachar. Because as we said, the word Oisai is a Lashon Zachar. And it also says B'noi, which we're learning means benoi, that the son that's karach achrav, which means the mother. So hilkach, what we learn is that enoig applies both by the zachar and the kevus, by the father and the mother. So Tosfos asks, why does the Torah have to use the word oisai, which means that we should think it applies to the father, and say the word benoi, which means applies to the mother? The Torah should have not said not the word Oisai, not the word Benoi, and we should have just said Ben, and that would obviously lead us to assume that it applies to both of them. Says Tosfos that even if the Torah would have just used the word Ben and not the emphasis Benoi, we would still think it refers to the mother. We'd say the Ben means the one that he follows, and the son follows the mother. So that's why the only way to explain, says Chananya, that applies to both, we say, it says, because the Torah uses both the word Oisai and Benoi. The Torah, we've learned in our Gemara that if the Torah just says something, ish ashikalas ovivas imoi, a machloikis, that if that would automatically mean either one, Rabbi Yonason's opinion, or Rav Yoshi's opinion is that we need a limud. So I saw an interesting shaila that there was a person who was about to leave the world, and he called over to his son, and he knew that he was leaving over his Yerush to his son, and apparently he was concerned about his son's judgment abilities, and he said to his son, I want you to make a shvua that I have two very good friends, Shimon and Levi. I have two very good friends, Shimon and Levi, and I don't want you to ever lend money to anyone without getting their permission. And now, one of those two people passed away. Shimon passed away. And now the question is, will he ever be able to lend money because he has this shvua that he has to get authorization from Shimon and Levi? This is a question that was asked to the Rajba, Shal Sechuvas Rajba, Chelik Hei, Simon Reis Samach. And he, at the beginning, wants to suggest that it's connected to Machloikus, Rabbi Yosher, Rabbi Yonason. When somebody says Shimon and Levi, does it mean both? The opinion of Rabbi Yosher, unless opinion of Rabbi Yonasan, he mean, does he mean both Rabbi Yonasan's opinion, unless it's clear that he meant either or? Or do we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yonasan, it means either or? Says the Rajba that this question is really applicable not only if they died. What is the question? How do we look at this halacha? And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Yoridei Yisimereish Shchav Ches Sif Mem, Av Shishbi Es Benoi, somebody made a shvu for a son, Shlo Yuchel Ahavis Kim Rishush Shimon V'Levi, we paskin, he says, like Rabbi Yonasan, Muta Lahavis Rishus Echimahan. Permission from one of them is adequate. The Taz is troubled because the Taz says that Rabbi Yonasan doesn't mean to say that the Vav can mean both. Sometimes the word the letter Vav clearly can mean both. So if the father said Shimon and Levi, then the father meant Shimon the Levi. And how can we say that getting permission for one of them is adequate? And therefore, says the Taz, what the Rajba and the Shulchan Aruch mean to say is as follows. As long as both of them are alive, there is no question, says the Taz, that he meant both, and he has to get permission from both. What is meant to say here is that when they're not both alive, when they're not, one of them passed away, there the father meant to say that if there's only one available, it'll be adequate if you get permission just from one of them.